Well, a God morning to you. And the world would wish you a happy new year. I want to wish you a joyous new year. I've said it before. It's worth repeating. Happiness is a feeling. And it comes and it goes. But joy comes with understanding. And understanding through the Word of God is what we endeavor to communicate here at the God School. We've just finished a series on the book of Galatians. It is basic Christian understanding. If we want to use a traditional word, it is basic doctrine of the Christian life. Doctrine is something which is spoken. We get our doctrine from the Word of God, from the whole Word of God. And being exposed to the whole Word does bring faith, which brings life, which into which the Spirit of God enters into us. And He brings understanding. And He brings joy. Through that understanding. And through the knowledge of God, by the Word of God. Now, this is the beginning of the year. Look, the command of Jesus Christ unto His disciples was, feed My sheep. And He wasn't talking about putting them out in the pasture and letting them graze. He was talking about giving them the Word of God, that through that word, faith might come. And we're at the beginning of this year going to give some food to children of faith, particularly those of you who faithfully listen and participate at the God School. Now, we have said it very often that faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. That faith is acting with confidence on the promises of God. In the 11th chapter of Deuteronomy, it says, "But the land, whither you go to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God careth for. For the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year, even to the end of the year." Now, God not only is talking about the land where he was sending the children of Israel to possess, where he was giving it to them, he was promising it to them, but he's all the land also is a type of the people. The land is a type of the life of the Father. The Father. It's if you're new, it's not a word in our English dictionary, but it more appropriately defines what God is looking for, as opposed to that word most often translated in the English, believe. The word is pisteo, and it incorporates not only belief, but also action. And it is sustained by confidence, and that in the Word of God. And it says, the Lord thy God, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. This word in the Hebrew speaks to looking out for. It means seeking with knowledge every detail. And it also means caring with intensity. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. Now, being the beginning, these are firsts. And it says of firsts in Exodus 23:19, the first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God. Now, at the time when these words were spoken, and, you know, for much of the history of humanity, they were in an agricultural, if you will, economic society. The first of the harvest, whether it be corn, wheat, that which grew on trees, whatever it was that you were growing, if you were, you know, sheep herder, the first of the flock, if you were a cattle or oxen raiser, the first of that herd, it was the first. Today, we are in a monetary economic system, and so you might have understanding when we put it in terms of today. The first fruits refers to the first which you receive in the new year. The first income you receive in the year, God says, bring it into the house of the Lord thy God. Now, so Don, what are you saying? Well, you know, if I get paid once a year and it's in, you know, whenever it is, I have to bring it all to God? No. If I get paid once a month, does that mean I have to, you know, give that whole income for the month? No. Here's the first fruits, to simplify it. One 52nd of your annual income, the first week of your income, God says, bring it into the house of the Lord thy God. If you start a new job, the first check that you receive, that's first fruits. God says, bring it in to the house of the Lord thy God. You say, well, where is the house of the Lord thy God? It is the place where you receive the word of God. Haggai says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. Where's the storehouse? Where you get your meat? What's the meat? The word of God. You say, well, Don, that sounds like a commandment. I thought it was kind of interesting. I went and looked at one of my reference Bibles, and it's probably the greatest reference Bible ever produced. And the author of it marks differences between prophecy and commands and promises. And he put a symbol for a command here. But I would bring you understanding today that the one who brings the first fruits does it by faith in the promises that follow. He says in the 20th verse, he said, "Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared." The 22nd verse, that's a promise of God. He'll send an angel before the one participating in first fruits. The 22nd verse says, "Behold, if thou shalt indeed obey his voice," that is, hearken diligently, that is, run to the sayer with confidence, "and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto your adversaries." Anyone out there wants to have God as an enemy of their enemies? An adversary of their adversaries? I don't know about you, but I do. "For mine angel shall go before you." Now listen to this. "And bring thee unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off." These are all types of enemies of God's people. And he says to the one who is acting in faith on the promises of God and bringing the first fruits into the house of the Lord, he will do those things. And the 25th verse, it says, "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water." And he says, "And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Does that sound like a command or an opportunity to act on the promises of God? He goes on, "There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land, and the number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee, and I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee." You ever, you know, the alternative there, backs, is, in the King James, is necks. And if you ever see, like, two dogs fighting, and one's had enough, he rolls on his back and exposes his neck. to his adversary. He gives up. That's the picture here. What a promise. What a picture. And he goes on and he says, I'll send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, Canaanite, Hittite from before thee. God says, you know, I won't drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beast of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out before thee. Until you be increased and inherit the land. Folks, we're not talking about a command here. We're talking about wonderful promises of God available to us when we act in faith, and the act of faith is bringing the first fruits into the house of the Lord. We're going to continue on this subject. You know, I was taught that it's more important to major on God's repeatables, because when you do that, understanding does come out of God's word, and confidence that God does what he says. And in the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy, it says, and it shall be, when you are come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and possess it, and dwell therein, when you come into this life of faith, when you come into Christ. For Christ dwells in our heart by faith. And that is a gift of God. That thou shalt take the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. This is the God school. And with all humility, place where God has put his name, where the word of God goes forth without all the traditions of men, where the promises of God are accentuated because faith is acting on the promises of God. And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord my God that I am come unto the country which the Lord promised unto our fathers for to give us. And the priest shall take the basket out of thine hand and shall set it before the altar of the Lord thy God. And you shall speak and say before the Lord your God, a Syrian, ready to perish was my father. And he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few. He's speaking of Jacob. He's speaking of Israel. With a few, and became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us. The Egyptians here are a type of sin. And afflicted us, and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Lord our fathers, the Lord heard our voice, and, excuse me, and looked on our afflictions, and our labor, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, with great terribleness, and with signs and with wonders. And he brought us into this place and has given us this land, a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have, the giver speaking, I have brought the first fruits of the land which you, O Lord, have given me. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God, and thou shalt rejoice in every good which the Lord thy God has given unto thee and unto thine house. As he continues in the 15th verse, he's speaking to God, look down from thine holy habitation from heaven and bless thy people Israel and the land which thou hast given us. Again, I would remind you, the land is a type, and it foreshadows, or is a shadow of the life of faith which the Lord thy God careth for from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. And to the one who has acted on the promises of God in bringing the first fruits, the 18th verse says, and the Lord has avouched, has acknowledged thee this day to be a peculiar people as he has promised thee. God calls the one who acts on these promises of first fruits a peculiar people. I tell you, who else calls the one who gives according to the promises of God, according to the life that God has put in them, which said life is His, God's own life? And we know from our study that God is a giver, that He gave His Son, that the Lord Jesus is a giver, that He gave His life. If that life is in you, then you are a giver, and God calls you a peculiar people, but the world also calls you a peculiar people. Now, that was just a play on words. The picture of the Hebrew word is a dot with a circle drawn around it. And what it is symbolizing is a treasure. A treasure surrounded by God's care. Praise God. Praise God. But I spoke of God's repeatable, because through them, God brings a point home. He says in those promises in Exodus 23, He says, I will send an angel before thee. I'm trying to get something straightened out here. Bear with me. Thank you. I will send an angel before thee. Where else does God say that? We find it in the 91st Psalm, wherein Moses declares, He that is dwelling in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and to that one that is dwelling in that place, that is in God, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. And mighty and almost repeated are the promises out of Exodus 23, including the 11th verse where He says, For He shall give His angel charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer. I will be with him. Where? In trouble. God doesn't say he's going to deliver you from all trouble. He says he'll be with you in it. But he also says he'll be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. I will deliver him and honor him. The day is coming, folks. Wait on it. It might tarry. Wait on it, for it. That is the day. For it, that is he, Jesus Christ, will come. I want to go to Proverbs 3 and perhaps close therein. And though Solomon is credited with writing this, I have no doubt these are direct words inspired by God. He says, my son, and with God's favor, I can also say, my daughter, forget not my law. We in the New Testament can say, forget not my word, but let thine heart keep my promises. Keep. The word means to watch, to guard, to watch over, to be aware of. It's not talking about perfect performance. For the length of days and long life and shalom shall they add to thee peace, wholeness, wellness. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Let not mercy and faith. This word in the Hebrew translated truth, it's a faith word, folks. Let not mercy and faith forsake thee. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor. Glad. Joyous. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding. Or success in the sight of God and man. Who found favor in the sight of God and man? It's none other than Jesus Christ. In the 52nd verse of the second chapter of the book of Luke, it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. Wisdom, the mental side, and stature, the physical side, and in favor with God, the spiritual side, and favor with man, the social side. Trust Batak, lean on with your whole weight. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean shuon is the word here. It's another faith word in the Hebrew. Lean not. And there, shuon is batak is leaning with your whole weight upon a staff. I'm sorry, I got caught up, I'm confused. It is, batak is running to the shelter. Well, now I'm confusing myself. Batak, leaning upon a staff. Putting your trust in the staff. Shuon is almost like the amen word, where you have no doubt, where Shuon is a complete leaning on that staff. And it says here, don't completely lean on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. The word in the Hebrew is yada. And it's a praise word, folks. Yes, it does. It has a multitude in the Hebrew, a multitude of meanings. I would say from all the context here, it's talking about in all thy ways, praise him, and he shall direct thy paths. The angel that goes before thee. Be not wise in your own understandings. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. That is, turn aside. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. It shall be medicine and a watering or a moistening to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Is that a command? It's a promise, because what follows is, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. These are promises of God, which the sons and daughters of God, by his choosing, who have been gifted with the, or graced with the gift of faith, do seek out and do grab hold of. And in the grabbing hold of these promises, the life that God has promised us through Jesus Christ shall continue in you. The Hebrews letter says, you remain the house of God if you continue as you started. Galatians says, be not weary in well-doing, for thou shalt reap in due season. I'll say this to you. I don't go to personal testimony too often. But I would say that I have been aware of these words, of this teaching, for at least 30 years. And by God's grace, I have acted on these promises of first fruits. And I'm still here, folks. I'm still here by the faithfulness of the one who promised, that is, by God. Is my testimony that my barns are filled with plenty? I have enough. That thy presses shall burst out with new wine? Interesting question. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that though I haven't seen barns filled with plenty or presses bursting out, through these 30 years, I do have the understanding that God has directed my paths, not always where I wanted to go, but has led me in the way and given me an understanding where, wherever He directs my path, eventually, I do come to the point where I can say with all confidence, Father, Thy will be done. Or, as Jesus put it, Father, not my will, but Thy will be done. God, to the one acting on His promises, has wonderful care from the beginning of the year even to the end thereof for those, and has prepared a place in eternity where all His promises will be manifested, and where our whole understanding shall be complete. In the meantime, He has given us steps. To understanding, wherein, regardless of the situation, our joy, His joy, shall never be taken away from us. Part of this journey of faith, a big part of this journey of faith, is giving. Not only, it begins with first fruits, but it also continues in tithes and in offerings. I pray that the Lord, like Paul, that the Lord, which has begun a good work in you, shall continue in you even to the day of Jesus Christ. A joyous new year to you. And that's the God School for today.